Blog Talk Radio. Shalom and welcome to the International Spiritual Awakening Ministries Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Letitia Peters. Thank you for joining us as we pray and intercede for the victims, the families, their loved ones on this 1 week anniversary for the Florida school shooting, for the 17 fallen angels and the shooter. We pray that the families can forgive the shooter, Nicholas Cruz, so that healing can take place. In James 4:17, is written, is a sin to know to do good, not do it. And there were heroes there. I've been interceding as well as other Facebook members. And my heart is aching for them and for little Leela. She's a little 8-year-old girl who was riding her bicycle on the sidewalk. She wasn't even out in the street. And the 84-year-old man, he jumped the curb and struck and killed her on the bicycle on the sidewalk last week. And there were other people who were asking for prayers. And we just want to sound a shofar for them as well. That God uses because the church, the people in the church is not doing what they should be doing. We are in the spiritual warfare and everyone has a role to play. Everyone can do something no matter how big and small. What will you commit to do for God's kingdom so that he does not remove the hedge of protection from America or international? I made a promise to Yeshua to help advance his kingdom, and I intend to keep my promise. It's time to manifest the truth, the whole truth, so that changes can occur, but it starts with you. If people can get so excited about a football game, the Super Bowl, or a movie, while you lukewarm, co-signs and wonders, based on the teachings I've received over the years, by being a hearer and doer of the word, and asking God and the Holy Ghost for wisdom, guidance, and to experience more of the supernatural. I was keeping the commandments, which the church as a whole is not keeping, such as the Lord's Feast, Leviticus 23. How can they pick and choose which holiday to follow, Lord's Feast to follow? Jewish feast, it clearly says Lord's Feast. And you're not supposed to come empty-handed before God. Deuteronomy 16:16, during those 3 times. And or casting out devils, which are part of Yeshua's ministry and his great commission. We go see Mark 16:15-18. So many times we talk about we need to go out into the world, but it's all in red. We also should be healing the sick, laying hands on the sick, casting out devils. There are many people even talking about it. Well, it's time to talk about it. Because too many young people are dying. And when my cousin Tracy died suddenly in September 2016, I promised God that I would help advance his kingdom with 1 billion converts becoming his followers and 1 billion saints recommitting their lives to him with the whole truth, similar to what Dr. Chauncey Crandall said after his son was not raised from the dead and how he asked God to send him 1 million souls to advance God's kingdom. God gives us free will. The final choice is yours. Will you be one of God's people to join us? Call in a solemn assembly. You can read about solemn assemblies in Joel 1 and Joel 2. For the elders of the church and the inhabitants of the lands in America and international, to join me by uniting, sounding, blowing the shofar, praying, fasting, and taking positive action. Power uniting, unity defeats evil. There's power when two or more unite, as stated in Matthew 18, verses 19 to 20. And we're going to start calls in the morning at 6 a.m., noon, and 6 p.m. tomorrow, Eastern Time. And we also have the 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. will hold 1,000 people, and it's an international call. So we have the complete list of 50 countries to call in. I'm just ready to do what God has called me to do, and prayer and fasting. I am sanctifying a fast for 3 days and 3 nights, starting at the daytime today until daytime Saturday, or sunset today until sunset Saturday. Do whatever you can. We're going to do this every week because we want people to experience the power of fasting and prayer, because it has healed people, saved nations, and started revivals. And this is why we have not been able to have a revival. Because some devils do not come out except by prayer and fasting. Matthew 17:21 and Mark 9:29. And blow and sound the shofar daily, which we're doing every day from 2:20 to 2:28, and doing your church services, your worship, praise, and prayer time with the Lord while you're sleeping, hospitals, morgues, funeral homes, or driving. And we have posted on our website various shofar videos from 2 minutes to 12 hours. manifestthetruth.com/blow-the-shofar-play-song.html. And take positive action. There's so many things you could do, but let's start with knowing that you need to tell the truth. All liars will end up in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 21:8. Reconciliation cannot occur until the truth is told, the whole truth. We have been lied to since birth about so many things. Even in the church. So, unscrupulous police, doctors, citizens, politicians, informants, Double agents, moles, trolls, and all employees can tell the whole truth for leniency by God and man by 5:14 p.m. Pacific Standard Time today. They have been warned to stop their wickedness numerous times, but they have failed to do so. Repent and confess. And God has told me, and I'm going to keep telling you, that people are dying not because of him, because of your lack of knowledge. Psychological warfare cannot be used on Americans. It was used during the 2016 U.S. presidential election, which is against the law. People are dying prematurely, and this study says environment and lifestyle factors such as toxic chemicals and radiation are main cause of disease. And this was an article posted at theguardian.com. It was December 17, 2015. And it's the causes of the cancer are avoidable in the environment lifestyle. And be a hearer and doer of the word for yourself. I'm so much more aware about who should be in the pulpit, who should not. And this is James 1, verses 22 to 23. Increase your own frequencies. Don't be fearful. That's another thing. Fear. Fearful of man. We should be fearful of God. We need to stand up for what's right, even if we stand alone. Like CIA whistleblower Kevin Shipp said, if a person reports government abuse, CIA, also FBI, claims they are unstable, paranoid, and need psychological counseling. And if you fear them, they have you. That's how they do it. They manipulate the American people through intimidation and fear. And mental illness is the new buzzword. Were you aware that mental illness was used during the Cold War on unwitting or involuntary Americans as human guinea pigs and given fake mental illness disease? Are we humans or slaves here? Well, God bless you. And we're going to start signing this shofar. Lord, we remember those who lost their lives. Lord, we're crying out to you. And we thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. Lord, we love you with all our hearts, minds, soul, and strength. We give you all the praise and glory. Let no more victims occur anymore. Elisa, Scott, Martin, Aaron, Jamie, Chris, Luke, Kara, Gina, Joaquin, Elena, Meadow, Helena, Alex, Carmen, Peter. These are the ones who we are still interceding for, Lord. And we pray that you will answer our prayers. We fear not and believe, just believe. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done and for what you're going to do. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that speaks in judgment shall be condemned.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We love you, Lord, with all our hearts, minds, souls, and strength. Oh, Lord, you are the God of second chances. Please give those who do not know you, Lord, a second chance. You said we have not because we ask not. Lord, we stand on the word of God because it's the only truth. You said that we will do greater things than you did because you will go before your Father. Hallelujah. And we are believing and trusting that you will. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord, with all our hearts, minds, soul, and strength. We give you all the praise and glory. I'm going to close with the Lord's Prayer. Because all things work together for your glory, Lord. All things work together for your good. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done and for what you're going to do. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And before we go to sound the shofar, I feel like it's been put in my spirit to let the body of Christ people know that the church is not doing all that they can do. Why am I so passionate? Because I have seen miracles, signs, and wonders, and I want everybody to experience it. I felt God's love, and I want everyone else to experience their sin. I hate to see people being taken advantage of or people doing things to other people because they can. They think they're better than somebody else. or and it's not right. And they use, like I said, intimidation and fear, get you to back down. Yes, I was scared at first, but I've been through the most horrific atrocity in my life. And I'm no longer afraid because they knew who I was. I want a normal life with husband and children. I didn't know someone could touch me. I feel my anointing drain from me. It's like Jesus said. I didn't know that people were going to be so dishonest just lying out their mouth. But along the way, I have become stronger, wiser, and more anointed and highly favored and blessed because of what they have done to me. Parents, Yeshua's love, if they are serving other gods or want to continue to follow the current status quo, because for the most part, we got a little bit here, got a little bit there, a little bit there. And I have heard so many times, I've been in church all my life and I've never heard what you taught. I said, it's right there in the Bible. I was just like that. I didn't know either. Not about money. Money is only temporary. And when you have the love of money, church has become a business, not about saving souls. Jesus, Yeshua, would be upset by what's happening. Well, he is upset by what's happening in the church.
Church is a house of prayer.
You can't see the pastor. In some cases, you have to make a donation in order to see the pastor. Which is crazy to me. There's one miracle I want to see. I want to see people raised from the dead. And I can't wait until that happens. I can't wait. The correction that I have witnessed and experienced in the church, U.S. federal government agencies, hospitals, doctors' offices, and police departments are mind-boggling. They need to repent, confess, forgive, and reconcile America now. Growing spiritually while others in the pulpit stop growing spiritually or were not called to the pulpit. That's the ironic thing. And I actually told someone that. And they got mad. But that's what God spoke to me. He had no anointing when he touched me. Everybody was falling out. And I just walked back to my seat over everybody who fell out. God is not pleased with the bad press in the church or the church being silent with these shootings in the school. He said we should address our thoughts to one another instead of publicly. So when I was taking communion Monday morning, we should have just downloaded so much onto me, a lot of information. And he told me to ask for help again. So Pastor Donnie McCrookin Jr., I'm coming to ask for help. See if everybody will unite. Because years ago, I was told that we must never meet because we will be too powerful together. Also, Guillermo Maldonado, also, Vinny McLean, Rabbi Greg, former minister and demonologist, George Augusta, Minister Jean B. and Arlene Moody, author and cardiologist Dr. Chauncey Crandall, MD. Whew, that's a mouthful. I must do what I don't want to do. But obviously God knows I can't do it alone. And this will be posted on Heal Our Nation's movement on Facebook and also on manifesttruth.com/ feb2018.html. And I have a document that I will be posting, this whole document, which I'll revise after the enemy got mad. And somehow I had another epileptic. Episode yesterday morning. My mother said I scared her, but I think they were taking me. I don't remember anything, but I think the enemy has something to do with it, but God wants me. My poor mother doing that to her. And I feel fine, but to do that because yes, I still declare and decree that all illegal activities that's been done against me and other fellow Americans shall cease as of Monday at 8 a.m. I had done the letter years ago, but their arrogance, not fearing God, envy, jealousy, sin, look, behavior will be their downfall. And my cease and desist letter was dated June 30, 2016. My right to freedom free speech is being violated on Facebook, and I wanted to cease and desist. It's there, and the Supreme Court has ruled that the right to be left alone is the most fundamental right of a free man. And since I had this little episode yesterday morning, and scared my mother, my parents to death, trying to. you have. So God bless, and hope to see you tomorrow morning. We're not doing anything tonight, but tomorrow morning. Shalom. Have a blessed day.